The devastation caused by Hurricane Katrina includes agriculture. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. You know, we continue to see the destruction left behind from the country's largest natural disaster, and one of the areas that's still being assessed for damage is agriculture. Jonna Miller has more.
While the nation's focus remains on the suffering and loss of life from Hurricane Katrina, farmers are starting to assess their own losses as well. American Farm Bureau senior economist Terry Francel says all the nation's agriculture industry could feel a $2 billion impact.
The losses due to Hurricane Katrina can be divided up into three parts. Number one, the direct losses of the crops, livestock, and poultry and facilities, about $1 billion. Second would be the loss due to exports and lower prices to farmers throughout the country. That's another $500 million. And third would be the impact of higher energy and fuel costs, another $500 million. So altogether, about $2 billion.
Francel says the port closure is forcing commodity shipments to back up all along the Mississippi River, causing grain prices to drop.
We are seeing an average of somewhere between 5 and 10 cents a bushel lower grain prices, and that assumes the ports will be open in a month.
Francel says resulting high energy costs will be another burden for farmers.
As they go into the harvest season, when they're going to see prices at a record level.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And Terry Francel fears the port shutdown on the Mississippi could mean the loss of $500 million to farmers. That's where about 60% of the nation's corn and soybeans are exported from.
The port of New Orleans and the Gulf of Mexico, Mississippi River system are the heart of the logistical transportation system for our exports. About half of our grain exports go through that system, almost two-thirds of our corn and soybeans. So it's absolutely critical.
Farmers and all of America feeling the strong after effects of Katrina. Have a safe weekend. Join us back Monday on the TRN.